Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Slash and Dash.
So you guys voted on Patreon for The Terminator, which is a 1995. Was it 95?
I don't know. That would be amazing if it was.
Definitely an old. So this guy is Anatoly Onopryanko, not the Arnold Schwarzenegger film. And he comes from Ukraine, which I always thought was the Ukraine, but it's not, because it's now a country, not an area. And that is the basis of my
If
knowledge.
I say anything, I'm going to make myself look like an idiot.
I think I already have made myself look like an idiot. So he was born in 1959 in Lasky, Ukraine, which is what they call Alaska in Drag
Race. Do they call it Lasky?
They call her Lasky.
Hey, Lasky. We're going to see her.
Yeah, we are going to see her.
I'm not going to tell you when.
So,
because we'd get mocked. They'd be like, stand aside. Don't you know there's some low-level podcasters here?
Last time when I put on Instagram a photo of a drag show and someone else was like, oh yeah, I was there.
Like, don't care.
Didn't give a shit. So
it's not going to be a missed connection on Craigslist or anything.
So aged one, his mother died and he was sent to an orphanage despite the fact his father was around and had his older brother living with him. Just didn't like him.
Just didn't want to do babies.
No. So as a result, he pretty much hated families and sort of blamed a lot of that on some of the crimes that he committed. So he had quite bad mental health issues as a teenager and in adulthood, and he struggled to keep menial jobs. He did join the army, obviously, for a while.
To be fair, I would struggle to keep a menial job just because... Menial. I've not got the attention span for any type of focused activity.
No. Even when it's an inset day, I'm watching the clock. I need to be talking about myself to make the days pass quickly.
Yeah, I need to be making it up as I go along.
Yeah. So he joined the army and he was given firearms training despite the fact he was clearly... all over the place. And he also worked on a cruise ship for a while and he used to steal from cabins.
That's the weirdest crossover. Yeah. I want to see that as a sitcom.
Or a musical.
Orphan psychopath wants to be in the army but goes on a cruise ship.
But he used to steal from the cabins, which I guess you've got like a captive audience, but also you've got a captive audience. They can look for you and find you.
I would love to have seen his level of customer care.
Yeah. And so while he was on a cruise ship...
What kind of Ukrainian cruise ships were there in the 70s?
Fuck knows. So...
Just a bath.
He got with a fellow worker and she got pregnant. And so he left the cruise ship life and he moved in with her for a while. And then he just abandoned her and her child. When the child was born, which is effectively what happened to him.
Yeah. But when the waves are calling, you just gotta go.
So then he lived as a criminal during the 1980s. And his crimes got progressively worse. So he was basically traveling around and just stealing and making money that way for a while. And then in 1989, Onopryanko got an accomplice called Sergei Rogozin. I'm definitely not pronouncing that right. And him and Sergei killed Anna Priyanko's landlady.
All of your Eastern European things sound really American. Sergey. Get a surrogate with that, with a, I don't know. He sounds like he's in an old Western.
I think I'm trying really hard not to try and do a Ukraine accent. So I think maybe the antithesis of Ukraine accents is...
It's like Wild West.
What,
like,
Wild West.
What, yeah.
Like the literally the opposite on the color wheel.
Go to the saloon with Sergey and get a sarsaparilla.
That's like what's that robot show?
Westworld.
Some Westworld
RoboCop. Westworld. The Terminator. It's like,
did Westworld
I'm glitching.
Did Westworld ever get good?
I really loved season one. I haven't seen season two yet.
Yeah. It started to become like some sort of weird sci-fi crap, I felt.
I like the sci-fi.
It's my...
We'll not post that review to Rotten Tomatoes.
Weird sci-fi crap. So he and this Sergey guy killed the landlady, and then they traveled. They carried on hanging out for a while, I think, and they hadn't been caught. And he claims that they killed two people after that who were in a car. So they were planning to steal this car, and they went over, and they were like, "Oh God, there's two people in." So. Sergey thought, well, we'll just move on to another car, but Anna Priyanko thought, well, we'll shoot them in the face. So then he did that, and I think he sort of blackmailed Sergey to say that I'm not gonna I'll kill your family if you tell on me. So then they part ways with the mutual understanding that they are not gonna speak to each other. But apparently Anna Priyanko has said that he, after that crime, literally just sat in the car with the bodies for 2 hours.
And realised I was too lazy to find another car, but this is way much more work.
Exactly.
Like, that wasn't the easy way out of the situation.
Exactly. So he did later bury the bodies, but he could have just got another car. But this is when he decided he had a bit of a taste for killing and that it made him feel powerful, important. So 1 month later... he killed a couple who were having sex in their car. This time, on his own, he did this. So he just stumbled across them, murdered them. And he continued to murder people in their cars for a while. So what he would do is he would shoot them.
He's like, I found the winning combination.
Yeah. So he'd shoot them, and then he'd set fire to the car, or sometimes bury the bodies. Sometimes these were children. And there was a spree of this. Now, he stopped the spree for a while, for a few years, and he started traveling around Europe. And as soon as he left Ukraine, he didn't kill anyone. It's almost like that was the place he was a murderer. And if not, he was just regular traveling bloke. So he worked in Germany, he worked in Austria, but as far as we know, he didn't commit any murders there. But over time, he began to miss Ukraine, but he began to think that he had to continue his mission of murdering people in Ukraine. So he went back with the idea that I'm going to carry on this spree. Now, he assumed he'd get back and everyone would be like, oh my God, these murders, they've started again. And it was like a big investigation and people would be looking for him. No one had given a shit. They hadn't even worked out it was one guy. They thought it was just a random spate of just different people murdering people. And part of that was because Ukraine had become independent. The police were sort of all over the place. They weren't sort of being run properly. And they just were so far behind on this case. It hadn't even been looked into, really. So that sort of pissed him off as well.
So he's like, how do you solve this?
So then he's like, well, I'm going to go max destruction. No one's going to ignore me now, which is dangerous, really.
Just write
horrible.
Some letters, yeah. Like Son of Sam style. Just, I love a creepy letter.
I do, but only if it gets solved after. Like, I don't want it just floating out there.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's true. Did you ever used to get chain letters?
Yes. They were literally written out, weren't they?
I think my mum thought that they were actually a cult.
Of the devil.
Yeah, because she'd be like, shred it now. Do not even look at it. Like, she would be really angry about them. But I guess then they did say, if you don't, then this, that we're going to curse you.
But it says, if you look at it, you've got to send it on, if you've read it.
Well, I think she could have been better just by being like, oh, never mind, put it in the bin. But the way she was like, light the candles.
Burn it.
Quick.
Burn it now. They were so freaky. I remember writing out a couple. And
Did you have to hand copy them out?
You literally had to send it out to 5 more people. So you didn't even have to do it once. You had to write it out 5 times and then give it to someone.
Oh, can we try it again?
So stupid. And then you had those text ones that they do like.
Yeah. And then it went to emails. What now? Oh, you still see them on Facebook, don't you?
Do you?
Who's going to dare to repost this?
Oh, yeah, but that's more like
optional.
I don't
know why they feel like I have to be dared to repost it. Who's got enough time to repost this? Whose timeline is so bare they need to repost it? These are all our listeners. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
The only people I have on Facebook are the podcast people. I'm so sorry to all of you. dare me to repost this.
Fuck.
Sorry.
You love the
slut. Should I lie about what I like?
No. No, that is the whole reason for making this podcast.
It's not like, it doesn't make me like really angry. I don't look at it all the time. I'm just never going to repost it.
No. Right, anyway. So, after alienating all our listeners.
Not everyone. There's like 2 or 3 of you.
That's fine.
They probably didn't listen anymore anyway. They made friends with us and realized we weren't that fun. Our online presence is not that titillating.
It's non-existent now. I can't be asked.
So, that's worse.
Not because of you guys. It's just like Twitter. Oh god. Just want to sit at home and watch the news shipwrecked.
I really just want to wear pajamas.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's pretty shit. It's not like the old. Did you watch Old Shipwrecked?
You're now listening. What are we going to call it? This is, fuck it. This is now the Shipwrecked podcast. We're going to do a daily discussion.
This is like our RuPaul Drag Race podcast.
No one's going to listen, but we're going to have so much fun.
One review. One. Genuine.
Did we?
Yeah. And it was a good one.
Nice.
I liked those days. Yeah, no, it's not good. It's not like the old Shipwrecked. I'm one of those people now, aren't I? I'm like a reality TV snob. That's like the lowest of the low. Right. So anyway. Onoprienko, after that light relief. So he went to visit a relative and he stole their hunting guns and then he set off on another spree and he was determined people would notice him this time. So he broke into the home of a 70-year-old woman. He shot her and he burned down the house. Now, 4 days later, he travelled to a town and he shot a man and a woman in their car again. So he's back to his old tricks. She got away, but when she returned, he shot her and he burned the car. So she'd obviously like gone to try and get help and then she'd come back for the man that she'd left in the car thinking that he'd gone. He's probably hiding. It's just, it's nightmarish. It's just horror film. So a month later, he continued starting to use a certain method. So now he would go to a house and they're quite rural, this area. So quite far between. It wasn't like villagey or residential, and he'd make a noise outside the house and he'd wait for the man to come out and then he'd shoot the man and then he'd go in and he'd seek out the women and he'd sort of stalk them around the house and try and catch them, kill them, and then he'd do the same with the children. And he would there was no child too young. He would literally kill anyone he came across. It was just horrific. And he thought it was part of this plan and that he was supposed to be doing this and he was this amazing killer. So he went to stay with a cousin and his wife. I think it was the people that he'd originally gone to visit before traveling around, and then he went back to them. And they let him stay, but the wife wasn't too jazzed about it. She was like, this guy is kind of strange. And then it didn't help that he kept a gun under the bed. So she said to her husband, you're going to have to boot him out. Now, the husband felt really bad. It was his cousin. He didn't want to just boot him out. So he came up with a plan. So what he thought he'd do was find a local woman who seems a little bit lonely and set her up with Anna Priyanko. Ooh. And it really worked very well.
How quickly do you expect them to move in together as well? That's playing the long game.
Exactly.
I want him gone. He's freaking me out. He comes home covered in blood. Well, let me just wait for the engagement first.
So, like, he introduced her. He introduced this local woman called Anna. And she had used to have an abusive husband. And he'd left her. And she was at home with the kids. And she, you know, was looking for a new relationship. He introduced Anna Priyanko to her, and they got on really well. And within a couple of weeks, he moved in. So it suited that family completely to the ground. Now, he lied to her, and he said that he was like a traveling businessman, maybe a bit of a salesman. So then he would just disappear, and she'd be fine with that. So he would go, and he'd leave, and he would continue this spree of killings, and he'd return, and she just had no idea. So the winter of 1995... he's continuing with these crimes, and it was so cold that people were experiencing blackouts as well due to poor power supplies. So you'd have massive families moving in together. So you'd have lots of generations living together for warmth, I guess. I mean, if there's no power, they could light a fire, get warm in big groups. And he capitalized on this as a killer. And this is why he's got so many murders to his name, because he would just go and he'd just completely wipe out whole families. So he'd just ambush the families, kill everyone there, and then he'd go before anyone had seen him. And he wouldn't just shoot, but he'd stab the victims, or he'd strangle them as well. He'd steal jewelry, and he'd take the jewelry and he'd give it to Anna, or he'd take items from the house and give it to the children. So really heartless, ruthless, nonsensical, not sexually motivated, just because he thought it was part of some sort of plan. So between 1995 in December and March in 1996, he killed 40 people. And what? That was 9 different massacres of groups of people, of whole families. And then you add on the 12 that he'd killed earlier, it's 52 people is his total death count. That's as to what he's admitted horrendous. To.
Is it one of those where he's admitted to them in prison later and they don't know if actually he killed them or not?
I think he's admitted to them, and I think probably there it's not really that.
Just trying to talk it up and have more status in prison. Like, well, I killed 40 people.
No, I think it's accurate, because I think he's given details. And I mean, I guess it's hard to check, but because it was so similar, the killings, and it was just, you know, he'd burn down the houses as well, but they'd find like bodies and they'd realize it was whole families. I don't think there's anyone else it was likely to have been anyway.
Yeah.
So noon, April the 7th, police...
You don't usually hear of those serial massacres the same.
Oh, God.
That I can think of. Like serial killers who would... they don't usually try and go for that many people at once.
Yeah, and families knew... like people knew this was happening by this time. And people were terrified because he'd come in the middle of the night. So like you'd go to sleep thinking, oh my God, what if this guy turns up who's... like, are we all going to be dead in the morning? It's terrifying. So, and the police were onto it, but they would, you know, they didn't have any leads. So noon, April the 7th, they get a call, and it's Peter Onoprienko, and that's the cousin of our killer. What was his name again? Antoli. And he had found a stash of weapons hidden in his house, and he thought these are Antoli's. And so he'd phoned the police, and he told Antoli to take them out first, and Antoli had got really angry. He'd threatened Peter. He'd threatened Peter's family, and Antoli was like, "Right, I'm just going to phone the police because I'm not having that. You've overstepped it." And he said, he's my cousin. He has been living here, but he's living with this woman, Anna. So then they went over to Anna's house. Now, they were suspect and they were thinking, is it linked to these murders? So police arrived very quickly. They surrounded the house. They didn't know if Anna was home, if the children were home. So they had to be sort of wary in terms of them going in. He could take hostages. But they just rang the doorbell and he just opened it. And he thought it was going to be Anna and just let them in. But then they just arrested him and he didn't fight. He didn't kick off. He just...
I was going to say, it sounded like he wanted this attention. Like he was waiting for the day when he would be a notorious killer.
Yeah. And then so he didn't admit anything. But when they were looking around the house as they were arresting him, they saw items that they knew were said from other family members that were missing from previous crime scenes. So they'd see like a tape recorder and be like, oh, well, that was missing from this murder. And then obviously there was the jewelry that Anna had. So they searched, they gained more evidence from the house. They questioned Anna Priyanka, but he wouldn't talk. And they thought, we've got to get this guy to talk. So
tickle him.
So after trying to get him to talk for a while, he did start to talk about his childhood, the fact he was adopted, the fact he'd had a crappy childhood. And then the police thought, right, well, this guy, he wants to be listened to. Let's appeal to his sense of pride. So they said, oh, well, we thought we're going to bring the general in because, you know, he's really important and this could be a really high profile case. But if there's nothing to tell the general, then maybe we shouldn't bother. So then he started saying, oh, well, no, there's definitely something to tell the general. So then they did bring in the general and he just started telling everything. So he admitted to the killing of 52 people.
I love it if they just had like, oh, the general's coming, and they just put a mannequin like making like Home Alone, just walking past the door window like the hat. He's here.
Like walking like sideways across.
Yeah.
So he claimed it was because of a dark force. Now, at trial, I didn't really understand this because it said he was found guilty and sentenced to death. However, they didn't have the death penalty in Ukraine. So I'm not sure why he was sentenced to death.
We'd kill you if we could.
But so he didn't get the death penalty, even though he was sentenced to death. I think it's because Ukraine had now become part of Europe, and then Europe had certain rules that weren't there before, but it's too complicated for my little brain. But basically, he was put in prison, and he died in prison in 2013. So, like, a big like killer, awful, like boogeyman, scary, middle of the night shit.
I always think, you know, at the end maybe we should finish with when they get captured, because when we get to the end of a story and it's like, and then they died at the age of 67, I always like, it's a bit of a weird emotional response that I get of like, oh
yeah. But then,
and I don't feel all, but
if you're listening in bed before you go to sleep, that's,
you need the resolution.
Yeah, you've got the resolution. Head hits the pillow, you're done.
True.
Good night.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck.
Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.